Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department Chief Brian Roach will step down in the new year after leading the force for almost 3 years. In that time, Roach says he's focused on training, a return to beat policing, and building community relationships. From WFYI's City Desk, Jill Sheridan sat down with Chief Roach for a look back at his 28-year career with IMPD.
Certainly, you've been able to accomplish a lot in that time. Public Safety Hero Award, Medals of Valor and Merit, and a lot of honors for your time spent.
You look back and you remember why you became a policeman, and I didn't take the job thinking that I would be the chief of police. And, I don't know that I ever thought that until the mayor called me. But, you just kind of put your head down and do the job. And the whole idea of being service-oriented and to look back and think that, you know, the things that I tried to do was for others or for the organization and not me, you know, there's a sense of pride of that.
When you enter service, like being a police officer, you know, you accept that responsibility. And I would assume, you know, that hasn't changed since the many years that you've been in the force since the early 90s. What do you think has possibly changed the most?
It's kind of come full circle because I remember when I first became a police officer, it was the Indianapolis Police Department at the time. And so I had a small geographic area that I was responsible for. I remember knocking on doors and introducing myself. And you get a sense of who the people are, who you can talk to, who may be in trouble. And we kind of got away from that as we became a larger agency. And then so it's been neat this last 3 years to kind of focus on that beat policing. And so to see that kind of come full circle has been a big change, but yet it isn't.
I've heard many accolades for the effort to return to city beat policing, more implicit bias training, mental health training. Is this the way forward to the future?
Absolutely. People have to understand us and we have to understand people. Fair and impartial policing, the way it's taught now, it's more about the science, right? And so the officer kind of sits back and feels, well, it's not just me. Everybody has these biases because of the way we grew up, who we are, what we've seen, how we've lived. The thing that we did here was brought the community in as much as we could so that they understand what was being taught, but it also created an atmosphere where officers saw a different perspective, how we are viewed from the community, and I think that's important. Other things we did at the academy is de-escalation training and creating time and distance.
What do you hope that your legacy might be?
I think what I hope is that I was seen as identifying some areas that we can improve on, and that I did improve on that, and that the job was about the organization itself and the community and not about me.
What are some of the challenges that the force is facing as we move forward?
Technology is one of those, right? We have that's been a constant struggle, and it's been more difficult than I thought it would be. You think technology is easy, right? But there's so much that it's involved in. There's so many hands that have to be in that. Gleaning information from all the different silos of information that we have, putting that all together in dashboards so that our officers understand what's going on in their beat. Body-worn cameras, we're an agency that doesn't have that. What do you do with that? How do you communicate that? How do you educate people what that means? And probably more important to me is how do you use that tool as a form of training?
What makes you most hopeful about the future of public safety in Indianapolis?
The men and women of the police department and the connections that they are developing within the community itself. I've seen that in the department, whether it's with Indianapolis Violence Reduction Partnership that was started, Crime Gun Intelligence Center, the way our investigators and our operations folks talk together, the way we share information, and that we need to be connected with social service agencies, with all the other agencies within the city, and the people themselves.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your service.
Thanks.
That was WFYI government reporter Jill Sheridan with outgoing IMPD Chief Brian Roach. Roach has accepted a new position as security manager with Roche Diagnostics.